I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Brad.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
I gotta say, last week when I was editing and I heard, and I'm Brad, I was like, oh.
I've really changed things up. Switched things up for you. I'm sorry if
it
causes
fine.
The editing to be thrown into a commotion.
No, it doesn't. It just, I was like, oh.
I'm reclaiming my time, my title.
All right, everyone. We have another jam-packed week this week.
Yeah, we do.
In our delayed Coachella week two updates.
We're giving you the latest breaking news a week later.
Yeah, although I feel like the DMs that I've gotten in the past week, everyone hasn't made it to episode 200 yet.
No, everyone is catching up.
So it's fine.
Yeah.
And thoughts are thoughts and opinions are opinions and they can change and they can sometimes, you know, last forever.
Well said.
I don't really know what the point of that was. What was I trying to say with that?
I don't know at all.
I think the point was like, whatever, Bebe Rexha fucking slayed Coachella weekend 2 is the point that I was trying to make.
And that is an opinion that will last forever.
That's where I was going with it.
Yes.
By the way, I have not heard anything. Have you? From my rant that I screamed into the void.
No.
Of Legends
about
Only.
Bebe Rexha noticing. Yeah. No, I have not, unfortunately.
I was like perched, I really thought. Maybe
sorry.
They're behind. Maybe they're on episode 198.
But I do have to give a shout out real quick. We just had our Carly Rae Jepsen rave, by the way. A $3
yes.
bill. You know who did notice?
Who?
Miss Carly Rae herself. She reposted and she said, I need to come next. Or like, where's my, how do I get an invite next time?
Oh, she totally would have come.
She totally would have come. So shout out to DJ John Ali for powering another incredible pop event and getting Carly to notice and maybe come next time. We had a lot of fun.
Now you got to invite some of the girls.
Well, I'm realizing now I have to tag them in all the videos and stuff too.
Yeah. Like, one of them could show up like undercover in like a wig.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And you're like, who's that girl living like, in the back of the barn?
Well, Miss Peep, we're having our show on Friday at Red Eye. So come on and get radically optimistic there if you're in the city.
You should invite her.
No, I actually should. I'll sign to the DMs.
She is, like, there is that iconic video, shout out to John Ali, of
her dancing her with him at
Dua
Playhouse.
Dua Lipa dancing with John Ali at Playhouse. And the captions are always like, Dua Lipa and
a fan.
Every single time. And it's so funny.
It is funny. There was a gay at her album release party who was like, you should come to Playhouse. And she said, like, I fucking love Playhouse.
Danced with a fan once.
She does. She does. Oh my God.
Anyway. So Coachella weekend 2 happened. I just wanted to shout out Bebe Rexha, who came out. I thought it was like raining, or like we all thought it was like there was water involved, and randomly on the mic, she's just like, I got this hair from putting lube in my hair. Like there's lube all over the stage now. That's how I got this hair. Watch out, it's slippery.
Probably playground. More on that later.
Probably was. But now I'm not going to be able to see anyone who does the wet hair look without thinking that they're covered in like
lube,
gun oil.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if some, most are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
And I feel like some of the girls also had to use lube when they wear those like tight PVC outfits and stuff too.
To get out of them.
Yeah.
Oh, how uncomfortable.
A lot of lube.
Just a bunch of tush kush in the wig.
Push your tush.
Also, shout out to listener Sarah.
Oh.
Who sent me a DM because she listened to the Travis Kelce podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for the research because our research team here at Low headquarters is not listening to that.
We're not constantly plugged into new heights with
no.
Travis Kelce.
But she did let me know that Dom Dalla was shouted out on the podcast and he said he was his fave.
So now
we know that's where
Taylor is hearing it then.
She's hearing Rhyme Dust in the car.
That's really something to think about.
Finally. I mean, like maybe she'll get some taste. No. I want to hear, because like, remember when she dated Calvin?
This is what you came for.
Like, fucking bop. I want, what was
it's
her name?
It's in her.
Niall Stroberg.
Yeah, Niall Strum.
Yeah, Niall Stroberg to do the next Rhyme Dust.
Yeah. When that name pops up on a Dom Dalla track, you'll know.
It's going to be my number one most played.
Oh, yeah. I would not, who could say anymore? Who could say?
He, like, why would you not be like, to your girlfriend, like, can we please send the stems to, like, my fave?
Sweet baby Travis doesn't know what a stem is.
I'd be like, babe, can we please?
He's Googling, like, who Aristotle is from the album reference. There's a really funny meme of somebody Googling who is, but it says E-R-E-S space toddle. Oh, sweet, sweet Trav. Yeah.
Dom Dalla remix of Delicate. I'm pitching it to the world.
It could happen. And this would be your ultimate everything.
She would be my number two artist of the year. Anywho, speaking of remixes, this is just something else that I would like to broadcast into the world because Jennifer Lopez is continuing to get eaten up online. The things that I have seen, I don't even want to repeat because it's so shady.
As we said shout out to everyone who joined us for live chat 34. As usual, the general public like doesn't know how to do shade right, or they go over the top. We know the running joke was about the Ashanti of it all, vocals. But if you start coming for the performances,
yeah, okay. So the video of her with the cane from the Super Bowl,
I think that was just like a.
Just a performance somewhere.
I'm pretty sure, unless it was the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so that goes viral. People are also dragging the ticket sales of the new tour. I saw a tweet. I did not say this. There was a tweet that said it. Should I go see J-Lo or should I go to Starbucks?
I saw that.
Should I go to...
Yeah, or go to Burger King, I think it was, or something.
Then there was another one. It was like, This Is Me Now has just been certified rust.
Yeah, I saw that
in
too.
One country.
I saw that too. They're laying it on hard.
The first thing I want to say is that John Summit keeps playing his edit of Waiting for Tonight at all of his after parties. Jennifer Lopez, or if someone in her orbit is listening, I think you should get on that and make it official. He is one of the biggest acts in EDM right now. Her track would be playing. You could have her go do a performance on stage. He's doing all the laser lights, and it's so fitting.
It is.
Snatch back. Get that track on number one. Beatport. It's festival season, bitch. He's already playing it. Make it official. Because the girls are eating you up.
Yeah. The tough thing with her is like I don't get a strong sense of self-deprecation or humor from poking fun. Aside from like making fun of her many marriages. But she's never really made fun of the craft. Because I do think she takes herself a serious artist. So
she needs to release an EDM banger and do a self-referencing Love Don't Cost a Thing challenge on an empty beach.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
you
so.
You win.
Maybe so. Yeah, it's gone too far now.
I did not think I would be defending Jennifer Lopez here on this day. You can come for the Ashanti of it all. You cannot come for the live performances.
No.
Ariana could never. Dua could never. None of these Gen Z girlies could ever.
Right, because you also remember she's double their age doing these performances.
Exactly.
And then you think about the history of the fly girl of it all and backup dancer and just dancing for so long, the 90s and... Yeah, it's just like, this becomes like, oh, you guys don't know your history. You haven't done your homework. Because, like, that's not what you can really come for.
No, watch the Super Bowl performance.
Yeah. Anyway. And I know it hurts you to defend her, but...
No, I'm critical, but like I give credit where credit is due always.
Are funny places to shade, but like they're like coming from the wrong thing.
The Love Don't Cost a Thing challenge is so funny. No one did it.
Right.
But like you cannot come for J-Lo's performances. Like she is one of the best live performers alive right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think, as my friend, that I give credit where credit is due fairly?
Yes.
Absolutely. I try to.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Waiting for Tonight edit is a fucking bop.
Love Waiting for
Make
Tonight.
Make some phone calls, J-Lo.
And
1-800-JOHN-SUMMIT.
In fact, as part of the Lopez-essence, you have just watched Anaconda.
Oh my God. I watched Anaconda. I learned that she was an actress before a singer, which now makes Sony Entertainer even funnier.
Yes.
Someone once called her a Sony Entertainer.
And if I had the luxury of getting 8 hours of sleep a night, I would too. But...
She should reference that.
She should.
That's funny.
She should do what Madonna did. Like when she included Cher in her montage. Yeah. She's mean. Not a nice... I agree.
Yeah, because it's funny.
It is funny. Anyway, you saw Anaconda.
I did. It was so campy. I thought it was so funny.
He ate them up.
He literally ate them up.
He did eat.
Eat. CGI of it all. Now, spoiler alert. She survives.
Yes.
In case you haven't seen it in the past, it's been out for like 30 years now.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
If you didn't know, spoiler alert, she does survive.
Yeah.
She needs to be Tomb Raider. Like,
I know.
This is her role. Like, it's fierce, it's strong, it's powerful. It's like standing up to men.
Mm-hmm. And snakes.
Yeah. There was like one scene where the snake, it was like this, the physical one, and it's like flopping around and it pukes up one of the monkeys.
Yeah.
I was in tears laughing.
Yeah, I don't know that it's aged the best. I haven't watched it in many years. I don't know how the CGI has aged. But...
The CGI wasn't bad.
Okay.
But there was like a, when it opened its mouth, it was very like snussy vibes. But like the CGI snake kind of ate literally.
Yep.
The physical one was absolutely laughable.
Yeah.
And it was like flopping around. Oh, and then her coat, one of the girls on the boat with them.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I know you guys did not ask for like an Anaconda deep dive, but
yes, we did.
I think the reason why I can't stand movies is, especially with scary movies, why is everyone so stupid? It drives me insane. You're in the middle of the Amazon knowing that there's snakes everywhere. Why are you being so effing loud? Why are you shining lights everywhere? Why are you making every noise possible? It's like, what was the movie The Strangers, where like the people come to the house and the girl's like trying to run away and she's trying to hit every single thing off of every wall and slam every cabinet to let them know where they are. It drives me insane.
In some ways, I feel like horror has gotten better at that. Like, because again, that's 30 years ago. I do think we've maybe in some ways moved away from that, but obviously that was a huge thing in horror.
Yeah.
And sometimes we do just like a really dumb ass group of people get picked off one by one because of their dumb ass decisions.
Yeah, true.
Sometimes, and you certainly could root for the snake somewhat.
Until you know what? The snake ate Denise.
Yeah.
The snake killed Denise. There was a character in the movie named Denise.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but anything Denise cracks me the fuck up.
Yeah.
Denise!
Yeah. So Denise's boyfriend gets eaten up and they all are just sitting on the patio of the boat next to the water as if a gigantic snake did not just eat one of their friends off of the side of the boat. They're just sitting there.
They don't have a lot of emotions.
I'm like, do you think it's snake's not going to come back up? But yeah, Denise caught strays, unfortunately. And the little monkeys too.
I know.
It was so funny though.
I'm glad you got to see the cinematic masterpiece that is Anaconda.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the next thing you actually have to watch is Selena, and then you're really going to stan. Yeah.
She's great in movies.
She is.
Even This Is Me Now.
Is she? Eight. Somebody was like, what's the difference between the Heart Station and the Tortured Poets Department?
I mean, exactly.
I wholeheartedly agree. Rom-com, action, horror. She could do it all.
She needs to do Tomb Raider. I'm saying it right now. Tomb Raider, work with John Summit. I stan. Anyway, Also this week, Power of Four, we finally got one girl more.
Oh yeah, that was this week.
And that girl was celebrating her 50th birthday with her bandmates.
Yeah.
The Spice Girls reunited.
Victoria Beckham. You know what? Thank God for Mr. David Beckham.
Seriously, though, he has captured history. Like, I don't...
He is Spice Girls Brazil. He is their front row barricade taking that footage for us.
He knows.
He knows. Because otherwise it would just go undocumented on the no internet footprint that they reunited and danced around.
Doing original choreo.
4 or 5 of them.
Oh, well.
Jerry, get it together. She's too busy staring at herself in the camera to do the choreo. Though,
she was.
I could, but like Victoria's doing it. Snap into it. But and did you see that they accidentally stood in the exact formation of the music video?
I'm the universe.
That's too much for me. Reference, but that's like, that gave me chills. Yeah, they performed together for the 50th birthday. Happy birthday, Victoria. And then do you follow Simon Ellis, who does the music on the tours?
No, why? Is there like an update?
Well, mysteriously, although it's probably wishful thinking, he uploaded the HQ of our legendary intro, The Power of Four Needs One Girl More One.
What? Where? Yeah.
On his Instagram. He posted the video of it.
From the reunion tour?
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch right now because I'll get emotional.
Yeah.
No one wants that.
Yeah, the visual of it.
From like the scrap DVD? That was supposed to happen. Oh my God.
I know. I was thinking about it too. I posted a little tribute to her and I was thinking about her iconic 1 minute RuPaul.
Yes, the solo moment.
Solo moment.
That tour intro is like defining for me.
Yeah.
It starts out with like them as little girls.
Yeah. And it wasn't the whole thing though. It wasn't like all of it. I believe it started with like the clock of it all.
Yeah. There's a clock and then it's the five of them as little kids. And I'm going to cry right now. I'm getting chills all over my body right now. I'm literally tearing up. And then it divides into the five. And then they slowly come up.
But in the meantime, you know, he posted that a week ago when the birthday happened. And, you know, everyone in the comments is like, please tell us, you know, something we don't. They're coming. My favorite tour, like all of that. I don't think he knows anything. But
yeah.
I mean, also what a treat it would be, because I believe recently somebody posted like the New York pro shot footage from that concert.
Yeah.
I would accept. I mean, it's not a tour by any means, but like if you had a polished reunion tour DVD, I would be satisfied for a while.
Oh.
If that's what their big thing was.
To let people like in. The Spice Girls reunion, like I was not allowed to go to concerts as a kid, and the Spice Girls were like my OG faves, like they were my superheroes, and I was not allowed to go see concerts as a kid. So this reunion tour as like a young adult, being able to go to Madison Square Garden and see them for the first time, that seeing that intro, like I cannot put into words what the feeling was that went through my body.
It was electrifying.
It was like, yeah, I literally felt like I was seeing superheroes.
And we all had like ancient technology to document it. So everyone's content is so shitty from it.
Mm-hmm. The little digital cameras.
Mm-hmm. Which are now back.
Yeah. Gen Z.
I know.
Wow. That's all we want.
It is all we want.
The blueprint for intros. Yeah, this video was so cute because does anyone else feel this? Like, it just makes me happy. Like, I can't express what it means to see them together.
I think the funniest thing is she still doesn't follow Mel B or Jerry. I'm obsessed. She's
if
like,
they knew how much this meant to us, they would stop with this shenanigans.
She's like, love you girls, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not that.
Like, I need the five of them to watch me watching the intro of the reunion tour.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gonna be like, oh, get the DVD out now, gals.
I'm checking. She follows Mel C. She follows Emma. She doesn't follow Jerry or Mel B. That is so funny. You know, I know they've got their dynamics behind the scenes for sure.
But there's love.
There's love. And there's like a commitment to your coworkers, ultimately. Yeah. Of like, yeah.
We'll Can you at least do the fucking ABBA theater, please?
Right? Like, I think that could be the announcement.
Can you fucking put the PlayStation 1 models out on tour?
And then I want the 2-hour footage of Victoria posing with the baubles all over her for the 3D rendering.
Literally.
Her, like, doing the pose in the bobble
thing. Don't
things.
Even get me... Like, I could talk for the next 2 hours, my ideas that I have for them.
Well, hopefully they'll come through with something.
Get some mocap going, motion capture going on.
Mm-hmm.
Serena Williams just did it for Top Spin 2K25. Do you want me to talk about that?
Oh, yes, I saw that. I did see that.
Random side fact. Whoever did the music licensing for Top Spin 2K25, yes, I'm a gamer.
They're listening. They might be.
Cascades Escape. I'm literally playing as Serena Williams in the identical outfits that she wore at Wimbledon, the Australian Open, and the French Open.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a tangent.
It's very your. It's like you.
The French Open outfit, the cat suit that got her all that shit. All the men were like, "This is inappropriate to wear this on the tennis court." And mm-hmm. she was like, "Oh, maybe I'll just wear a tutu." And then showed up to the U.S. Open wearing a tutu. Iconic. That's in the game, but also in the game, Escape by Cascade.
Crazy.
So like I'm playing as Serena, I win.
Yeah.
Shout out to the 5 people who watched me playing on Twitch. And then it's like, what if I no one cares, it's fine. Next. Oh, well, speaking of cat suits and tutus.
And catwalks.
I think it's time for our next segment that we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my god, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Celine Dion is back. For Vogue France.
And she
devouring
looks stunning. This is such a triumphant comeback feature. Two covers, both amazing. One black and white with an open shirt, the very dramatic Celine pose. And then the other is this really fun, sort of like tiered cake pink look. Fantastic feature.
Is it La Roche? Did he do the styling for this?
It is indeed La Roche. Yes. He has said on the red carpet recently, he has two clients, Zendaya and Celine Dion, which is pretty
quality
fucking fierce.
Quality over quantity.
Honestly.
Because the two of them have just been...
Yeah.
Because she just did... She's in a tennis movie, right?
Yes, Challengers. Okay. Honestly, you should probably see it because it's tennis, yes, but it's mostly about a horny triangle between two guys thirsting over her. And
is she a tennis player?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's very horny, and the guys are like double kissing with her in like a three. It's crazy. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Everyone's, are they tennis, like, players?
I don't know if they are too, or, but I mean, I think they might be. Mm. Yeah, but apparently it's really hot and bisexual.
Oh,
so I think it's a good time. It's getting great reviews.
I mean, I shouted him out on that one award show.
Oh, Law?
No, Matteo Berrettini, the one player.
Oh.
Oh. But, and everyone was like Googling it and they're like, oh, you didn't lie. I'm like, yeah.
Oh.
But.
Well, yes. So she's serving plenty of looks as well. She even wore recently a look of the movie poster I saw Law posted that was so cool. She's doing like tennis baby doll. It's sort of like Sabrina Carpenter's aesthetic, like that baby doll cutesy, but like athletic.
Yeah.
I mean, Zendaya is always killing it. And her and Law are the best force in the world. And then him with Celine is another amazing force that's been happening. And he posted some behind the scenes footage of posing her that was so delicate and sweet as she's like staring at him while he's directing how to do the poses and what he wants in her face. And even in those slight visual moments, you can see that they have a bond and mm-hmm. that it's, you know, quality over quantity. And indeed, like, those are real relationships, you can tell.
Yeah.
And when you have that kind of dialogue with your client and you can speak the same language about fashion
and trust,
I feel like it's just magic. And so they'll continue to create magic together. So this was a great comeback, not only the covers, but then she also did the Life and Looks feature, which was really triumphant because you got her personality.
That's my favorite part of it. It's like,
yes.
There she is.
Yeah, she really, you know, the reports were really bad. She was diagnosed with stiff person syndrome, and there were varying reports about like how ill she was.
Yeah.
So to see her cracking jokes, singing, all of that was like such a delight. Telling the story about My Heart Will Go On, about it being a one take, which is insane. And telling the story of the triumphant return that Law styled at the Grammys and all of that. It's just, it's reassuring. And her interview was very realistic, but optimistic. It was,
yeah.
You know, I'm taking it day by day. Don't know when I'm going to tour, if ever again. We're not talking about that right now, but her dream is to see the Eiffel Tower again in person one day, she said, which was very emotional. So yeah, it was just a really great feature. It's really nice to see her back and killing it. So
yeah, and having fun. Like,
yeah,
in the video, you see it. Like, she has that sense of humor.
I think there's a documentary coming that she's doing. So this is all part of that, I think, too.
Wow.
We love Celine.
Well, on the subject of editorial, Rolling Stone has Billie Eilish on the cover after she just tweeted,
Fuck
Rolling Stone.
It's very that Dora the Explorer meme, like, fuck that pooch. And then she's like, hey. I forget what the meme says, but I hate that pooch. Yes.
Serving in these photos, but...
Yeah, the construction sort of vibe.
Yeah, it's like edgy.
Edgy. Hanging from stuff. Like,
and the wet hair, but now I'm like, she was just covered in lube.
She might be, I don't know.
I always thought it was water.
It couldn't be, because it dries so fast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's right, and lube sticks around.
Sure does, all over your
hardwood
floors. Footprints forever. But yeah, it's got to be a lube.
I threw out a bottle recently. Well, this is too much, probably should just stay friends chat, but I threw out a bottle recently because obviously it didn't get used and expired, and it dripped out, and Scarlett took a tumble, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And then I'm on the floor, like, with dish soap, scrubbing out, like, to add insult to injury.
Yeah.
One, it's a full bottle of expired lube that never got used over the course of, like, multiple years.
I'm ready for that Lana album, Expired Lube on the Hardwood Floor.
And then I fall, and then it was like stuck around for like, so a nice reminder every time I took a little slip.
Unused. Yeah. It just screamed at you. Yeah. Oh, lube works its magic.
God. Well, when I show up to an event with
lubed up hair, it's like, well, that expired lube came in handy.
I can't.
Yeah, but everyone wasn't exactly just talking about these photos, including there was like a really cool edgy close-up of her that I loved. Kind of like gritty.
Yeah.
But
the interview, this is a great interview.
It was great.
She certainly gave us a lot to talk about here.
A lot to munch on.
By the way, speaking of munching on things, the episode a little ways back where we got into like the Dua Lipa conversation about the sharks.
The sharks
stuff,
eating her out.
Sometimes you say things that are like so slick that like I don't catch it until I'm editing.
What did I say?
It's like, you're like, well, we've certainly had a lot to chew on. And like, anyway, just absolutely sent me. So Billy, she teased a song called Lunch.
The flavor.
Which is an ode to going down on a girl.
I live.
She told the magazine that she wrote some of it before she had been with a woman, though she's, quote, been in love with girls for my whole life. And then she said, quote, but I just didn't understand until last year, I realized I wanted my face in a vagina.
Go off, queen. I love, first of all, I feel like more than ever, our pop girlies are so queer, like so many of them.
I think everyone is.
Well, yes, that too. And I'm loving it.
I really do think every person is on some kind of bisexual spectrum.
For sure. They're the Kinsey scale. I do think that this is, we're like course correcting from that really awkward moment of the red carpet interview and saying she didn't mean to come out and all of that. And she reflected on that too in this interview. And she's like, oh, fuck it. I just was caught off guard, basically what she said. But
time and place.
Time and place. I thought this was a classy red carpet. But now she's talking about literally having her face full of vagina. So I'm like, time and place. What happened to hello? How are you?
Literally.
My name is. I love it.
Sometimes when I get really nervous, you feel it in your vagina.
Yeah, like, I forgot I had these on the subway.
Some people think it's about the clitoris only. No. And that's one element for sure.
Someone's in their car right now, like screaming, like, don't listen, sweetie.
Yeah, why Billy's publicist.
Does our vagina just not get the same kind of time and attention?
Exactly.
This reminded me, just seeing that first quote, I just like thought about it for a second. I was like, how old is she now? She's only 24. 22.
Oh.
She is only 22. And that made me really think about
things. I don't know about you.
She's feeling 22.
Get a good lawyer.
Like, she's been in our radar for so long now that I'm like, and yet she's still a baby.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
this is like her in the zone era.
This is her in the zone.
This touch is her of touch my of hand. My hand. Oh
because
my
her next quote, she talked about how she's been masturbating in front of the mirror lately and enjoying that. And, you know, that went off on social media. And I was like, all of our girls, like, at that age, Christina and Stripped and Brittany with Touch My Hand in the Zone, like, the self-exploration, the, like, you know, there's some self-indulgence. It's a beautiful thing. And
I don't need a man to make it happen.
It really, yeah, it's hitting. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's 22. And then you think about, like, Sabrina Carpenter is older. Like, I don't know, a lot of these new girls, Chapel Roan, like, Billie's still a baby. I don't know. For some reason, I was like, oh, my God, wait, she's still a baby.
Yeah, but she's very mature.
Very, like, world-weary, like, mm-hmm. well-traveled, exhausted.
Talented.
Very talented.
Oscars, Grammys at 22.
Yeah, and that teaser she played with Zane Lowe sounded really cool.
Yeah.
A little bit of a beat.
Oh, I'm so here for it.
Yeah.
Tits out, puss out. She's going to four on the floor. I'm so ready.
And then this factoid about the new album is very... up your alley as a producer now.
So she said the title Hit Me Hard and Soft came from Billie mistakenly thinking it was the name of a synth in Logic Pro. And she says it's the perfect encapsulation of what the album does. And then she went on to talk about how, like, you can't be hard and soft at the same time. But she likes the idea of that.
I love that. I also feel like it kind of clarifies it in a way of, like, it kind of could be taken in a questionable Lana Del Rey, he hit me and it felt like a kiss route, but this now takes it into a different meaning in my head of, like, the album hits hard and soft. Okay, so I get it. Has peaks and valleys of emotion. And,
yeah.
And also, it's funny that she just thought it was a synth.
I think she's going to give us a dance beat.
Definitely.
And then give us a whisper song.
Yeah, those songs they previewed at Coachella, like, went off, I feel.
God, I'm so excited.
Unfortunately, she is part of the growing Hollywood movement that is anti-whale. This has taken me back, and I am personally offended. She said, how can anybody just accept that a whale exists, y'all? Those things are enormous. The noises they make, that shit is terrifying to me. Ew. Terrifying. And
she's not wrong. Like, if you think about it.
They're beautiful creatures that are singing to each other under the sea.
Yeah.
And sometimes they are shaped in the form of a whale in ice cream form, and they're delicious at Carvel. I
know Fudgy's shaking after hearing this.
Fudgy v. Billie.
Actually be really funny to get her a Fudgy the Whale cake.
Oh my God.
As an interview gift.
Yes. He should write a diss track, honestly. But yes. This oh follows Khloe Kardashian's phobia of whales.
Fast forward. This is a video idea. It's Fudgy the Whale sitting there singing What Was I Made For? Contemplating his life after being dragged by Billie Eilish.
God. You know who's not afraid of whales?
Who?
Beyonce. Remember that iconic interview? She's definitely high. And she's like, I love whales. I love them. Just something. And then Michelle chime again. She wants to touch one.
I would go swim with a whale.
Oh, for sure. They're so majestic. Whales are majestic creatures.
They just came out with that new Nintendo game called, like, Oceans Illuminating something too, where you can go scuba, not sponsored. Sounds like it. I wish.
Yeah.
Like a coupon code at this point. I'm desperate. where you go scuba diving and you can look at whales.
That sounds
from
beautiful.
From the comfort of your home.
I might try that.
Oh, is this a spot where I could tell people that I did, also not sponsored, the Apple Vision Pro?
Yeah.
Because there was an underwater one with sharks.
Ooh.
You need to go test it. There's a moment, because they ask you for consent.
Okay.
They said, you will be going to high places and underwater things involving sharks.
Ooh.
Are you okay with that? I said, yes.
Absolutely.
This shit was so fucking mind-boggling. When I tell you the existential crisis that I had that afternoon after experiencing this.
Because your eyes control things?
Yeah, your eyeballs control things. You tap with your fingers.
Yeah.
You move shit. Like, it is literally fucking Black Mirror. It is so fucking wild. And everything is in 8K. So I felt like I was there.
That is crazy.
And there was like a rhino that came up and I like went to go pet it. Like I noticed my body like reacted like, oh, but it like wasn't there. Obviously it wasn't there.
Yeah.
And then there's videos that are spatial. I started crying. I was so embarrassed. But then she's like, no, no, don't worry. She's like, you're not the only one. It was like a birthday party. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And you were like there. And I was like, oh, my God. I feel like I was seeing my life flash before me.
Oh, yeah.
It was so wild.
That is crazy.
So, yeah, not sponsored, but like.
But do you think it'll actually like take off?
Well, it was interesting. We were having a conversation, me and the specialist after this. And I was saying to her, I'm like, from an accessibility standpoint, I think in 20, 30 years from now, when obviously the technology continues to advance and I don't fucking know, nanotechnology and all that shit, like if you're confined to a chair or like you're in a physical disability, to be able to put those on, like there was one scene where like you're on the field of a baseball game and you're on a mountain and you're hiking with this girl and it was just like fucking wild.
That is crazy. I don't know how it's going to take off or when, but
I don't think it will.
Yeah.
Cause the headpiece is like so big, but if you really, like when I really sat back and I like allowed the experience to take over,
mm-hmm.
I literally felt like when I went to go pet the rhino was when I was like, oh, this is doing something. Like it, the way that it looks 3D
yeah.
in front of you.
Yeah. Your body had a response to it.
Mm-hmm. And then a shark came at me.
Oh my God.
What else did we do? We were on a mountain. We were by a lake. We're on a baseball field. Oh, there was another one where you were in a room with Alicia Keys while she was singing.
What?
And I'm like, she's right there. I'm like, she's right there. Like, I'm on her piano.
Did you poke her face?
No. But it was, yeah.
Crazy.
One artist out there is going to go and work with this. And like, you could literally be front row at like the Eras Tour.
Yeah.
Without the Swifties around you.
Yeah. Wow. Charlie should really get on this. The non-smelly sweat tour.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if that's the intention that you are going for.
Yeah.
But it was so high def.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And there's Billy on Fortnite, too.
The metaverse.
Yeah.
The girls are just everywhere.
It's all happening.
I know. I have to go back because there's a DJ one, they said, a music one, and it wasn't loaded into the machine to try. So I don't know what that is cool. about, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I bet you can spin and have like a fake crowd.
Maybe I'll go back and do another test.
Yeah.
Anywho, speaking of not sponsored.
But boy, I wish we were.
This is how you get the texture in your hair, girls.
Hey.
Christina Aguilera is in Target.
She's at Target picking up lube. This series, because it's not even, she started out with photos, but now she made it a video experience.
And we got the cackle in it.
The cackle.
Terrorizing Target.
In 10 shades of glam, like 10 layers deep of like high glam.
Oh, it's like tour outfit. Like tour, it's a full serve.
At your local Target, picking up playground lube. Honestly, good for her. I bet the check is nice.
Yeah.
If you're in Target, I feel like that's a really big deal. So I think she's killing it. And I aspire to look like her when I'm buying my Lucky Charms and Count Chocula because those pictures are, they made my day.
It's so over the top.
It's so funny.
I need to go check one of the Targets in the area and see if they have it.
She's like also kind of leaning into when she played Samantha on Saturday Night Live. And she's like, darling. Like she, I feel
oh,
like she could like
tea slur.
But I feel like she could just become that. She's very just like this, like horny darling. The lube's at Target.
I'm a promoter of the swallow. Okay.
God, my hero. I'm so floored by this entire era. Zeman Tina, Playground Tina.
I mean, she leaned in.
She did. Voltaire
it's like that
Tina.
Marketing gay on TikTok who's like, I have a PhD in marketing and then drags everyone for all of their...
Yeah.
I don't think you can drag this.
No.
It is fitting.
No, I think an upgrade to Target is really good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I still got to try it, but I don't know if it's for boy-on-boy pleasure, to be honest. I got to look into it.
Yeah, she's homophobic.
She is. Like, it does seem to be, like, centering, which I love, but I do, it seems to be centering, like, self-pleasure slash, like, I don't know. I didn't deep research, but I think it's, like, you know, warming oils and sensual
stuff.
I think, but also, obviously, for sex. But, it might be homophobic only.
She should do, like, a gay one for Pride
for
month.
Sure. I feel like that's, like, such a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Playground. Oh, my God.
The Playhouse.
The names that she could come up with. Oh, my God.
Do you remember the Trisha Paytas song, Playground? Welcome to my playground.
I don't.
Do you want to hear it?
I don't.
Some people out there know, but that's always what I think
definitely
of.
Definitely know.
I'm like, she should sing this song. Like, just, is it even still on streaming? Yeah, it is. But it's so Xtita, lube-coated. Anyway.
She could have some real spin around in circles lube for the boys.
Yeah.
Let there be lube.
Well, she's not the only fave who's out there promoting products.
No, she's not.
Rihanna, and we were almost going to scalp her this week, but then she changed it back.
Yeah.
She adjusted her Instagram avi for the first time in a decade. Although it was kind of funny how she used, like, the stick figure hand.
Yes.
To hold the Fenty bottle.
Yeah.
But there was something about it where I was like, no.
Yeah, it just wasn't iconic enough.
Yeah. So she was promoting a new Fenty product, had the stick figure holding the bottle.
Is it foundation? Now, I forget.
I don't even know what she's doing anymore.
It's so much. It's so
successful,
much.
Though.
It's all very successful. And then you've got the Puma Creepers or whatever it's called as well. She's taking those photos, like, dressed as a bush.
Oh, yeah. She was, like, dressed as a tree.
Yeah.
With shoes.
Yeah. It's all very successful.
It is. But she changed it back.
She changed it back,
so,
thank God.
She was, however, at a new Fenty event teasing Fenty hair. She said, I have a couple hair things to shoot.
Oh, my God.
So, continues, but
it definitely continues. I don't know how Beyonce is going to feel about that. Just launched her own.
Oh, say cred.
Say cred.
Re-cred. Uncredited.
Unalopagetic hair. I don't know what it's going to be.
I don't know.
I'm sure it'll be a hit.
Yeah. I have seen on my FYP recently the, like, it was like root colorings. It was like this girl showing different, like, root products where you could, like, fill in and it was, yeah, like, paint.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And that was interesting.
Yeah. It's probably great for a quick fix before going to, like, an event or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she'll put lube to give you the wet look.
Or maybe she'll, yeah, she'll have a lube and eat everyone up.
But anywho, she was serving at this event. Nothing about the album, nothing music that I heard of, but she did meet Michaela again.
Oh, yeah, TikTok Mua Michaela, yeah, who in that picture looks 2 feet shorter than Rihanna, who is only 5'8". So I don't even know what the proportions are there.
Yeah. She's towering over her.
And it's like she's, I guess, medium tall for a woman, I suppose 5'8" is, but what does that make Michaela? Like,
I don't know.
It was very funny.
Well, it's 5'18". What was the quote?
It's 5'18" somewhere.
Yeah.
I've been working my ass off. It's 5'18".
Oh.
Well, I'm glad that they reunited.
I just love that Rihanna loves the TikTokers.
She does. She's got her business people with their eyes on the right people.
Yeah. Well, on the subject of TikTok, shall we get into our next segment that we like to call
TikTok Talk. The end.
No, we've got a couple more months.
We've got a couple more months. But this is it. It's real. We talked about the bill passing in the House, and then it passed in the Senate, and then Biden signed it into law. This bill that, among other things, has the capacity to potentially ban TikTok because we are now asking ByteDance to divest within 6 months?
Nine.
So January 2025, I believe, is the date.
Yeah.
The CEO made a video saying they're going to fight the good fight and win. And I think they're going to battle it in court.
I think they will win. That's why I'm like, I don't.
Yeah. This is all very crazy. This is so crazy. It's been so stupid.
I don't think it's going to ultimately come to fruition is where I feel about it.
Yeah, I do kind of feel like there is a bipartisan feeling of not being into this, though. So it is weird that it even passed. But again, it was tacked on to other things. But
yeah, there was some weirdness to it.
It's, well, we'll see. We'll see what shakes out from this. But
healthcare.
Yeah, I would love that. But that's, you know, tens of thousands of people make a living off of this app. So
yeah,
I can, understandably, a lot of people are very nervous and already plotting their pivot and all that. But we'll see if it actually happens. I don't know. I've been very like, this is not going to happen. But I did go a bit like, oh, when he signed it, I'm like, well,
yeah,
I didn't actually think it would get that far even.
No, I think it's also,
I don't know. What am I going to do before bed, though?
Yeah, but I guess for me, if I was like the age I was when I first started Tumblr, I probably would have been like raging. But I feel like our age, we've been through
so many shifts,
so many cycles of like, this app comes and goes, this app comes and goes. It's like
Houdini. Yeah.
You know, where I'm like, we were around for MySpace.
Yeah. Truly, if this does need to get banned, then somebody will just create the alternative or whatever. It's something will pop up, or God forbid, Reels or Shorts will become the new king. I don't know.
That's another thing where I'm like, now we're just going to get more video.
Yeah. Reels will continue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows? It'll shake out.
It will.
Also, someone told me that like, it's not weird because Facebook, which is an American company, is banned there. The fact that we banned,
retaliating.
It's like, and I was like, oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can we just have fucking world peace? Like, Jesus fucking Christ.
That would be nice.
Like, let everyone live, peace on earth, TikToks for all. My God. Like, I really just don't understand the concept of like everything.
Same.
Can we all just bake a cake and get along? Jesus. anyway. While on TikTok, Dua Lipa's Grammy dance of Training Season. I don't know if this is like on your FYP.
It wasn't.
It is every third video
on
my FYP. That's
crazy.
It is people doing the Dua Lipa where it's like, stay, stay. And then she breaks down into the dance.
Yeah.
And people are like, they're putting on the red wigs. They're putting on the leotards. They are giving choreo.
I'm seeing it. Yeah. I see this.
And the original audio of it isn't even the actual song. It's like the Grammys clip.
Yeah. Huh.
So it's been all over my FYP.
You know what? Good for her. And maybe Training Season's about to have its Houdini and start rising up again.
I think.
Illusion for summer.
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know with her. But that's good. Yeah. I'm glad.
Also, we have a really cute video.
Oh, my God.
Beyonce reached out to a fan.
A fan who knows her.
Yeah.
This was really cute. So it started with a woman sharing a video of her son, Tyler, who was asking about Beyonce, who is his friend, and her whereabouts. And mom was being like,
She's famous,
she's
sweetie.
Yeah. And it was just very adorable. And it made the rounds on social media. And then she posted an update. And she wrote, for the record, Beyonce and Tyler are now actually officially friends. Through the power of Queen Bee's internet, millions of views and likes. She saw the video and sent over some of her favorite blue flowers, a new animal best friend, and the sweetest message that our family will now always treasure. In her note, she wrote, to my friend Tyler, and I see your halo, Tyler.
Oh. Mm.
So, and
isn't
she thanked,
it so wild that like he's like not even going to remember this?
Oh, I mean, he will later.
Yeah, well, he'll look back on it, but like,
yeah, right
kid,
now he's like, okay.
Yeah, like, oh, cute.
He's like, give me the stuffed animal. Very cute. And Queen Yvette, Beyonce's PR, was the one. I don't think Mother should have leaked this, but it is.
Oh, yeah, that was where I was like, oh,
yeah, you don't
sweetie,
have to be.
We don't need to post
that
screenshot with like contact. Wasn't there like contact info or something?
Well, she gives contact.
Yeah.
But she didn't obviously share her own, but. She showed Yvette saying, hi, I'm Yvette. I'm writing about the video you posted. I'm her publicist. Would love to send something to him if you don't mind sharing your contact info, which is really sweet. So
I wonder if Beyonce saw it like on a Finsta.
Oh, it's very possible. Or really, I actually
I think Mama Tina probably texted it to her.
I think it could have been Blue.
You think she has a...
Because
she's
remember
lurking?
In the documentary, Blue was like getting hate on TikTok. Like she's looking.
Right.
So I could see Blue seeing it. I could see Mama Tina. But, you know, when something like that pops off, it does eventually make it to the right hands. And it's really cute that she acknowledged. So sweet. And yeah, the baby has no clue.
No.
In ungrateful baby.
I know. I wonder who has like TikTok. What would a Finsta TikTok be?
Billie Eilish definitely does. You know.
Well, and she reposts stuff from like her main. Yeah. So she's definitely on it.
She's lurking.
Phineas is on it.
I think a lot of them are lurking for
Matthew Coma lurks because he always posts funny shit of like.
Yeah.
Who else is like.
A lot of the drag queens from Drag Race have also said like they like full on at this point they don't give a fuck, they like porn and stuff, and the fans would be like Trixie, and she's like, I don't give a fuck, I'm a man in a dress.
Yeah. It's true. Well, a song that trended on TikTok that we talked about recently, Madison Beer, is now out with the music video for Make You Mine.
She
serving Kavant
2010 Megan Fox, Jennifer's Body, just killing it. The level of cuntitude and just serving.
It's also so fitting. Like it taps into like the nostalgia. She's like the perfect one to do Megan Fox.
Oh yeah.
And the song is still like growing, I feel like.
Yeah, the video rendered me into like a Yes Slay Mama work day. I'm just like, serve, slay. Yeah. She looks so hot in it. And there's like a weird, once again, all our girls are queer. There's like the, just like Jennifer's Body, there's like the girl and the tension between them and the man eating of it all. And
is that on the movie list? I need to check. I haven't seen
not,
that.
If not, it should be.
I feel like it's a classic.
Yeah. So I feel like she tapped into all the right beats of the general vibe of the movie. And
yeah.
So, love it. And it is actually mind-blowing that she just put the video out now because it came out so long ago and it's still building. So, it could even be like a bigger summer hit. So, I love it. Love her. And I do hope it kind of like shifts her like to see the success of it. And to be like, I love your lullabies, girl, but like we...
Give it a beat.
Give it a beat.
Yeah. Give it a beat and serve Kavan.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, you had just mentioned her, Trixie Mattel, some new music. Trixie Mattel is out with a Ashley Simpson cover, a cover of the song, but also an actual cover.
The cover is actually the best part of it, I will say, because it's so fucking funny.
Yeah, it is Shadow from Autobiography.
Which is a gag because it's not the obvious Pieces of Me.
No.
You know, you don't go to Shadow, really. Like, the general public would just think of Pieces of Me. So, that's already a gag. And, yeah, it was a Spotify singles exclusive. Recorded in Los Angeles, April 23rd, it looks like, is when it came out. And she is cosplaying as Ashley in Trixie makeup. It's beautiful.
It is spot on.
Obsessed. So, check that out.
Whose Shadow is she living in, though?
Katya's.
Oh.
I mean, you could say that.
I
don't
say, yeah.
Yeah. It's like yes and no. I always think about that because they do their own things a lot, but she has often talked about like if she does a gig solo, they're like, oh, where's Katya? You're doing it together, you know, because they become a package deal so often that there's like this expectation. So it's not even that Katya is more popular. It's just like now there's this other half that that has to show up to these gigs and stuff now.
So it's like playing off of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually really smart.
How is Katya doing?
So the latest
update.
We didn't update,
talk about it.
Yeah, we didn't.
I don't think, but.
No, yeah. Katya went to a treatment center and the latest update is really promising. Their gigs, I think it was like May 8th and May 9th, are back on as scheduled.
Oh.
So in whatever format of recovery that Katya is in, it is enough that she can do a live show again.
Okay.
Which I actually was very surprised by. So that it's probably been like a month, I think, since the announcement. But I don't know. I've always really admired Katya's vulnerability and candidness about when she has a relapse or needs help because she's struggling like with temptation or what have you. So I think it's a very... She provides a very realistic look at somebody who deals with addiction.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important to people who maybe don't have that in their immediate life to see what that looks like and how it's not linear and how great it is that she has the awareness to get help when she's like, okay, I'm in trouble now. And I thought her video was great. Did you watch it? Where she was like, you can either end up in jail, dead, or, you know, an institution. And I'm choosing the institution right now. And this has happened a few times along the road. And it was documented in Trixie's documentary at one point. I just think it's super admirable that she recognizes when you got to go, got to get help.
Yeah. So
it's awesome to see that she's already bouncing back for live shows. And hopefully she doesn't put, you know, too much stress on herself with these things. That's the other problem, is these engagements, they stretch out so long and you got a lot of
pressure. Yeah.
So,
well, we are rooting for you, Katya. I love Katya.
Fucking love Katya.
So fucking that, even in the video, still had that sense of humor.
It did. It always will. Very dark humor.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I've always like loved the dark humor. Like, I'm like, I get that. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
For sure. I've still been listening to their pod because they record a few weeks out, so they've still had new episodes even though she's been away, which is good. And it's nice to hear from her, even though it's like from the semi-distant past. But yeah, we're excited for her return.
We're rooting for you, Katya.
Yes.
Well, before we continue on with the new music of the week, do you love this podcast? Would you like to hear more? Every single week after the main episode, we do an after show over on patreon.com. How should we sing this one? To the tune of Shadow by Ashley Simpson.
Let's give it a go. Mm.
Patreon.com. Legends only. Bob.
Honestly, it's going to start turning serious, and then we're actually going to record songs.
Well, we have a performance every year to look forward to. We sure do. Oh my God. This year we can do Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. I'm working late because I'm a podcaster. Oh my God, that's it.
It's already recorded.
Oh my God. Or we can do Two Most Wanted. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. I'm so... Shit, now my brain...
I'll be your podcast recorder.
Yeah. Or like BB's Chase It.
Yeah.
Legends. Only. Okay, what the fuck are we talking about?
New music of the week.
Patreon.com/legendsonly. If you love the podcast, if you would like to support us directly, also shout out to our Icon supporters. We just had our 34th live chat.
That's right.
Which is a monthly live chat that we do where we chat live with everyone, but you can also listen to the replay after.
And sometimes you guys weigh in and help us decide the fate of future episodes, including the bonus album swap episode that we have coming up, which was decided in the live chat.
Yeah. So you can head there. There's dozens and dozens and dozens of bonus episodes, 4 years worth of bonus episodes at this point. If you would like to support us, you could also support us by leaving a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or giving us a follow on Instagram. And yes, I think it's time to discuss some new bops of the week.
I think it's time to dive into the new bops. Well, I think we should make like Madonna and head down to Brazil. I didn't even shout that out. Wait,
what?
I feel like I need to shout that out now. Madonna just wrapped up the tour.
Oh, right.
Celebration tour has just ended officially in Mexico. The final guest was Salma Hayek, iconic, dressed as Frida Kahlo, who Madonna is like the number one stan of. We had this whole run of Mexico dates, and now all that's left is the free show on the beach in Rio, which is expected to draw a potential audience of 2 million people.
When will your faves?
Literally, it's going to make history. It may be the largest audience for a female artist in history.
As it should. I mean,
it's what a cherry on top. It's going to be crazy. I'm really excited for her.
Say whatever the fuck you want about Madonna, but like, she is the top of the pier.
There's the police. Yeah, I'm really excited for her, and I'm watching them build the set. It's like, it's truly like a whole stretch of the beach. That makes it a little more chill, in my opinion, too. It's just like everyone hanging at the beach is kind of a vibe.
Jamming out.
That's like very cool, actually.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Madonna's like a mile down there. Like, yeah. I think it makes it feel less hectic, too, because everyone's chilling at the beach.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of a vibe. But yeah, they're setting that up. It'll be interesting. She gave a W Magazine interview and she was like, this show was designed for arenas with ceilings. So we're figuring that out. But yeah, we're looking forward to seeing that. But yeah, the tour is over. This is it. She did 81 dates, I think. Which,
wow.
Could you imagine?
No.
For 2.5 hours a night, 3 hours maybe.
And especially after, like, she just overcame, like, really
serious.
Yeah,
nearly
serious,
dying.
Like,
then performing 80 plus shows. It's crazy.
And that's why she's the fucking queen of pop.
I know. Anyway, we're in Brazil, and somebody who I hope pops up in Brazil is Miss Anitta, who is here conveniently timed for this Madonna tour with a new album called Funk Generation. I wasn't ready, honestly. This song, this album is so pussy. It's so...
I haven't listened yet, but I did love the cover.
Oh, my God. She just finally, like, it feels like she came back home, literally. She's doing what she was meant to do. I feel like what happened was she blew up in Brazil. They signed her this international 360 deal. Like, we're going to have you doing English, Spanish, Portuguese. And obviously, she's dabbled in all of the genres and languages. And she's done tons of different collabs and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, this is like a celebration of, like, funk and really, like, her roots. And it just feels right. And it's very slutty, very, very, like, throwing ass. And just Diplo worked on some of it, a ton of Brazilian producers. It's just, it's where she needs to be. And I was shaken because she's taken so many different paths that it's been a little up and down. But this is like, oh, you're nailing it now. Like, this is exactly, you don't need to appeal to us. You do what you do best and it'll hit for us, is what I kind of feel like.
Attract, don't chase.
Exactly.
As they say.
And in this case, attract with your little pussy's got grip.
Is that a lyric?
Yes.
Oh my God.
You're gonna freak out. The whole album is very like, I'm coming down your chimney, to be honest. Oh,
who's saying that?
I don't know, but it's just, yeah, it's so good. So the song that I really love is Lose Your Breath, which...
Can you keep up?
Honestly, add it to that list. It is such a fucking vibe. It is so fun. It's just about, you know, I'm going to make you lose your breath. There's a concept there. It's a lot of sex.
Oh,
yeah.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. I highly recommend it. It also is a very fast listen. I think it's like 30 minutes. It just tears through each... It is like a two-minute...
Tortured Poets Society.
And Sam Smith is featured on one of the tracks as well.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just great. I really, really enjoy it. So
I need to check it out. I've seen a lot of people post about it.
Yeah. I just think she's found her groove again. And I've been championing her since like 2017 or 18. Yeah, I think. And she also got new management last year. She got Rosalia's old manager.
Oh.
And I think things shifted. Anitta, Brazil, Eu Te Amo. So we love. Shaking our bundas everywhere. It's all about ass.
Oh.
It's like all about, it's also multilingual. It's English, Spanish, Portuguese, like she has been doing, but in various language being like, I'm a good slut. I'm a good whore. I know you want to fuck me, like in English. And honestly,
oh my God, I need to listen.
No shade, but like, this is how you do slut pop, in my opinion.
Oh.
Because I feel like it's coming from a place of like, yeah.
Oh, so you're not ready for a rim job? What was the video that I saw where someone, it was like something with the rim job song?
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about on TikTok.
Yeah, it was on TikTok. Oh my God, what was it?
She had like a microphone.
Yeah.
She's like, are you ready?
It was like the karaoke mic.
It was the karaoke mic.
Oh, I forget that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to save that, find it. Also, have you been, speaking of TikTok, have you been seeing the girls? I think it's in Philly. Who have the speaker set up out their window and they're screaming like James Charles lyrics and JoJo Siwa.
No, are you roommates with them?
And there was now like a second POV of a girl walking down the sidewalk and you just hear, wah, wah, wah. And it's like, that is the one thing I'm going to miss about TikTok is when you always get the second or third POV.
Yeah.
From a video.
Yeah. I love when there's a follow-up.
Yeah.
God. Well, yes, you'll have to dig into it. You're going to love Lose Your Breath. You're going to love Grip. get into it, get into Double Team, Savage Funk.
Oh like, my God, Double Team, it's like an horny. Eiffel Tower.
It's so horny.
I want to get Eiffel Towered once before I die.
Right? Listen to that song and you will.
Like, you know, just check it off the list, right?
Absolutely. Who among us has not? You will you'll join the list. Well, get into it.
I got to find a couple.
It's a fun time.
Got it. I used to be a pretty cool chick. And I'm not that way anymore. Well, speaking of cool chicks that are back, Inna is back.
Oh my God, that's right.
We just saw her recently.
We did. And she told us about this. We got the exclusive tea.
I know. Oh, that was in last week's after show, right?
Yeah.
So if you're wondering what we do in the after show, we let our hair down.
Yeah, we talk about what
covered
we
in lube.
Really did. Yeah.
And we give you guys like tea. So we got to meet Inna last week or the week before.
Last week.
Yeah. Oh my, what is like, there's so much shit happening. So we got to meet her after her show, and she is now back with a track, Queen of My Castle.
Yeah, she sounds great on it.
It's too short though.
It is.
There needs to be an extended. We'll get it.
Yeah. I'm not too worried.
The way that the production at the end like flutters out and like chops out is so fucking cool.
Yeah, she did it with Crisscross Amsterdam.
I'm the queen of my castle. Like trance, dance, bop. I need a longer mix.
Yep.
Also this week, bop, Chrome Bodies, and Marlene.
Yes. Shout out to Marlene.
The song is called Heaven.
Marqueen goes.
Oh, like, my God.
Trance.
It is so fucking good.
Yeah. A Swedish singer-songwriter we love.
Also, I want to shout out the song Magic by Griffin and Baby, I Don't Like You, which is all one word. Also a bop.
We love.
They tacked on the Rita Ora song to this. And I was like, as you should.
As you should.
More people need to hear that one, too.
Yep.
I don't think we talked about that one on here yet. Griffin and Rita.
Maybe not.
But we're going to add that to the playlist, too, because it's also a bop.
We sure will.
But all of these girls were eaten alive by Vanessa Williams this week.
Heel on their neck.
Literally.
With her legs.
Keep dancing. Music video and all.
Music video and all.
I am. Can I tell you what someone DM'd me?
Oh, no. What?
Someone DM'd me and said, oh, my God, I thought that was Kylie Minogue.
That's.
And I responded and I said, she wishes. Your face right now.
How do you even?
I also got a lot of DMs that were like, Dua Lipa could never.
Oh, that's true. But first of all,
these are so bad.
Kylie is white, so that's an interesting. Okay. Wow. Legs. The best song about legs since Laganja Estrange's legs. Vanessa Williams is currently 61 years old and she released, out of nowhere, a song called Legs Keep Dancing. Now, the concept of this song is how the legs are the last to go, so I'm going to keep on dancing, which honestly is like...
It's so camp.
It's camp, but it's also like valid. Like, yeah. Legendary star of stage, screen, and music scene is dancing into the next phase of her dazzling career.
And Ugly Betty.
And Ugly Betty star. Stephen C. Beer, who's worked with Lady Gaga and Britney, has come on board as her strategic lawyer/management consultant. Okay, that's an interesting thing to add to the press release. She's creating new music in the studio. It's her first non-seasonal album in 15 years.
Oh, I like that. Non-seasonal?
Yes, releasing later this year. That surrounds Vanessa's vocal gifts and performances with stellar acoustic and electronic performances by real musicians, writers, producers. A real music album. The first single, Legs Keep Dancing, was co-written by Disney singer, songwriter, producer Shantri Johnson, Kirsty Long, Kipper Jones, who did some of her early songs like The Comfort Zone and The Right Stuff.
Save the best for last. Oh my God, put a beat on that, Vanessa. Add that.
It will be followed by two fiery remixes, 808 Beach and the Hustlin' Club Mix, and will be available on 12-inch vinyl.
Oh.
Wow.
I didn't realize we were getting a full album.
She's currently in rehearsals to star as the fictional Miranda Priestly in The Devil Wears Prada on the West End. Wow.
Camp.
She's, oh, You can call it a comeback, a full circle moment, or just plain serendipity, says Kipper Jones, whose history with her dates to 1988. But I call it a blessing to be creating more history with the iconic force of nature.
I love that.
Right? And honestly, so it is very Dua-esque, to be honest, but it also reminds me of part two of Idina Menzel's effort.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
It's camp, but it's also like, this is a legend.
Yeah.
So.
I love the lyrics in this, too.
Right?
So say what you say. Expect me to fade. I don't think about it. Got work left to do, and I'm not close to through. Not while I still got these legs.
Period. Dancing around girls a third of her age. I'm always right, going to champion Z. The veterans. So
keep talking shit about J-Lo.
Exactly.
See your faves. Try to pull an 8 count like that.
At 61, honestly. Let's see where they are. So
who do we think will... who do we think is going to be doing arenas at 61?
Who's going to be doing legs at 61?
I don't even know. It's so far from now.
Well, Beyonce will be like in her like Tina Turner bag for sure. Like she will endure, obviously. So she'll be fine.
Miley
will be fine, yes. But of the new girls? I mean, it's really new for some of them, but
Gaga.
I mean, she's jazz and piano till the bitter end.
Oh, yeah, she's like I'm 61 now.
She should perform at the bitter end.
Anyway, I just love this. Now I really want to make a save the best for last. Dance remix.
Absolutely.
Because that is like, do you guys know that one? Save the best
for song?
Last.
Yes. And if they don't think they know it, they'll know it when they hear it.
Yeah.
It kind of.
Something about.
Permeated culture, I think.
Snow beginning in June. What's it? I forget the lyrics already. I'm clowning myself really fast by bringing that song up and I can't remember the lyrics.
Well, you're going to listen to it for 80 hours when you're remixing it.
I know the melody.
The beautiful melody.
Mm-hmm. You go and save the best.
I see the vision.
Vision.
Speaking of melodies, late breaking news as I was pretty much getting here. Did you watch Ariana's behind the scenes? I could watch hours of this.
Ariana, I would literally watch a 10-hour live stream of you singing and voice noting and...
It is so cool.
That is a tortured poets department that I would actually listen to. A 2-hour album of like all of those melodies. Mm-hmm.
I was watching it and thinking about how easily you could fall into the trap of being like, this one line doesn't have the right, they're calling it messy in the bridge. I could see yourself just like getting so frustrated being like, what is that line supposed to be? Because they had obviously one that doesn't make the cut in the final song where she kind of goes off in a weird direction. It's like watching her in real time be like, this isn't the melody. And Max agreeing with her was just like so cool to see. We don't get much of Max Martin, obviously. And so these little peeks into this process. Clearly, they're just besties, like throwing ideas at each other. And clearly also on the very same wavelength. Because like they knew exactly where the bridge started to feel messy for them. So it was like really cool to see.
I feel like we don't get a lot of this anymore.
No, definitely not. We need some more like MTV, what's it called? I mean, Diary or Behind the Music or whatever.
Like documentaries, like making of.
Yeah. Watching them work on a song that we never end up hearing and being like, what the fuck was that song she was singing in the studio for 10 seconds? I know. Well, Ariana knows. She's like such a nerd.
Yeah.
Like she knows people would be interested in this. And also she wants to show off, rightfully so, that she's building these melodies herself in real time.
An artiste.
And the vocals. I mean, just like effortlessly doing... as good vocals as the studio version we have of We Can't Be Friends.
Oh, and like even when she's just like humming it and like mumbling it.
Yeah.
It's a bop.
Oh, yeah. And I said in the Discord, I love that every artist reverts to Simlish as they're like building out their song. They're just like, Katie.
One of the lessons I took was like, record everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, even when you're just humming and it sounds like shit, like, record your ideas. They come because they may only come once.
You're going to get, like, a sudden good line in the middle of it, and you're going to be like, oh, keep that. Mm-hmm. That's what she does in the video.
I posted that one video of me singing my Spice Girls remix.
Oh, yeah.
That was, like, a 15-minute mm-hmm. iPhone video.
Yeah.
Yeah, pack it up, Ariana.
Seriously, your time is up.
Oh, my God, we could do We Can't Be Friends at the Lowe's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, there's so many songs to choose from already.
There really are.
We Can't Be Friends, Espresso, Made You Mine, BB,
mm-hmm.
Jolene.
Yeah.
BB. All right, everyone. Well, the conversation will continue over in the after show where we are going to discuss Normani.
Oh, and your well-promised...
Oh.
Explainer.
Yes. Everyone wants to know about Flop Tropica, so I'm going to provide the girls with a very tangible explanation of Flop Tropica that you will be able to apply. I really thought about this one. I was like, how am I going to explain this to the girls? So we're going to have a little lesson.
I love that. This is what you promised. This is what you came for, everyone.
Yeah. And that can be found at patreon.com/legendsonly. And next week, we are going to be off because I have a wedding to attend to, but there will be a bonus episode for all of you on Patreon as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Brad, oh, you have your promo, your Radically Optimized.
Yes, this Friday, if you are feeling radical, optimistic, and in the New York City area, you can come to Red Eye, where we will be having our Dua Lipa album release party for Radical Optimism on May 3rd. So come on by, bring shark attire, or, well, I guess it could also be, I don't think you bring a metal pole into the bar, but you could swing from something. And yeah, it's another John Ali powered by event, Friday, May 3rd. So come on by 10 p.m. to whenever the fuck.
10 p.m. to 4, and I came to hit the floor.
Uh-huh.
And until then.
We will.
See you
soon.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.